Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas are to meet in direct peace talks hosted by U.S. President Barack Obama. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College in the U.S. southern state of Virginia. We asked him his expectations for the negotiations.
Well, my expectations are somewhat muted. I think that the real story here is that there's a meeting at all. As your listeners know, there hasn't been a face-to-face talk between the Israeli and Palestinian leadership in at least 2 years, and there's been much talk about the so-called indirect talks that U.S. Envoy George Mishal has been involved in recent months. So I think for all sides, playing to their own constituencies and playing to international public opinion, that the real story here is that they're meeting at all. But the serious issues that have nagged this conflict for decades are still there to be solved, and there are even some procedural matters that have to be solved. So I'm not looking for any big breakthroughs.
Even if they meet and they only agree to more direct talks at another time, that would be significant in your mind?
It would, and yet it wouldn't. From the Palestinian perspective, there's a great deal of mistrust of Prime Minister Netanyahu. There's a lot of feeling, among non-Palestinians too, that the original Oslo peace process that President Clinton was involved in really ran asunder when Prime Minister Netanyahu took the place of Shimon Peres, who had taken the place of the assassinated Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. So there's a great deal of distrust for the Palestinians and their belief that any Netanyahu-led government is merely going to keep extending talks and extending talks and extending talks indefinitely as a way of not making the kind of crucial breakthrough that would really create a peace that the Palestinians could live with. So that's certainly one thing going on. For his part, Prime Minister Netanyahu similarly faces domestic problems in Israel, and he too is interested in making talks, certainly to improve relations with the United States, but I'm not sure he has the domestic constituency and the domestic clout to really make some kind of a breakthrough. So just meeting is on one level significant, but meeting just for the sake of meeting, I don't think any of the both the United States and the Palestinian side are going to want to meet just for the sake of meeting.
What would it take to make some real headway in peace for the Middle East?
Well, ultimately, of course, it's easy for someone like me, who's a historian, not a negotiator, to say. But all sides have understood that the real key issues here are the following. One, is there going to be an independent Palestinian state? And particularly important, what will its borders be? Number two, what is going to be the solution to the question of Jerusalem? How will the sides agree? Whose capital will Jerusalem be? And so on and so forth. And number three will be, from the Israeli perspective, the Palestinians formally admitting that not only that they recognize Israel, but that Israel is a Jewish state for the Jewish people. And then fourthly, the future of the Palestinian refugees from the 1948 war. How will solving the refugee problem take place? Compensation, return, so on and so forth. Those are really the key issues, and everybody's known this for a long time. But as they say in America, you know, the devil is in the details and how you actually work out an agreement that both sides can live with, that both sides can present to their people, so the people can live with it. That's been the difficult part.
Michael Fishbach is an author and Mideast expert at Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia. U.S. President Barack Obama has said he would like to see a Middle East peace agreement reached within a year. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.